VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The presidents of Turkey and Russia met in Sochi on Tuesday, hours before a five-day ceasefire between Turkish troops and Kurdish fighters is set to expire. The meeting is seen by many as crucial in determining what comes next in northern Syria. Elsewhere, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Washington is planning to bring U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria back to the United States and not keep them in Iraq indefinitely. Esper says the details have not yet been worked out on how long the U.S. troops will stay in Iraq. He will have discussions with his Iraqi counterpart on Wednesday. At the same time, Iraqi Kurdish officials are expressing appreciation for the role U.S. troops have played in the region. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a statement, the Iraqi Kurdish regional government says the positive role played by U.S.-led coalition forces in northern Iraq, protecting and assisting its residents, should not be confused with what it calls an unpopular political decision that's been taken, a reference to the president's sudden move to withdraw troops from Syria. The number of American forces in Iraq has remained small due to political sensitivities in the country, after years of what some Iraqis consider U.S. occupation during the war that began in 2003. It's a potentially explosive issue. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Parliament on Tuesday that if it delayed his Brexit legislation, he would abandon his attempt to ratify the deal to leave the European Union and push for an election instead. In response, Britain's Labour Party says it will only back an early election if an extension long enough to allow for a snap poll is agreed to with the European Union and a no-deal Brexit is off the table. For more information on the Brexit negotiations, or if you want to know more about U.S. politics, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine is appearing before impeachment investigators on Capitol Hill. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
William Taylor, a former Army officer and retired career civil servant, was tapped to replace the ambassador who was suddenly ousted. Taylor found himself drawn into the Trump administration effort to leverage U.S. military aid for Ukraine. He believed that was improper, exchanging text messages with two of the president's point men, expressing his concerns, even calling it crazy to make U.S. aid conditional on Ukraine digging up dirt on Democrats.
Meanwhile, in an interview on Fox News, U.S. President Donald Trump says his phone call with the Ukrainian president that has led to calls for his impeachment was above board.
The president of Ukraine came out and said that was a perfectly fine call. There was no pressure. There was no anything.
In a tweet on Tuesday, the president compared the House impeachment inquiry to a lynching. After almost a month of trying, longtime Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is unable to form a new government. The move paves the way for former Army Chief of Staff and centrist rival Benny Gantz to try to put together a majority coalition. Gantz is optimistic he will be able to do so in the 28 days allotted. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is claiming victory, winning a second term in the nation's general election after his Liberal Party won enough seats to remain the ruling party, but not enough to form a government. Trudeau will have to form a governing coalition with the progressive New Democrats. The drug company Biogen says it will seek federal approval for a medicine to treat early Alzheimer's disease. AP Shelley Adler reports.
It's a surprise announcement since earlier this year, the company stopped two studies of the drug when partial results suggested it wasn't working. The company now says a new analysis of more results suggests that the drug helped reduce a decline of thinking skills at a higher dose. The goal of the medication is to help the body clear harmful plaques from the brain. The Cambridge, Massachusetts-based Biogen is developing it with a company from Japan. I'm Shelley Adler.
Japan's new emperor, Naruhito, formally ascended to the throne Tuesday in elaborate ceremony in Tokyo. More than 100 foreign dignitaries were in attendance, including Britain's Prince Charles. Authorities in Bangladesh say they want to start relocating thousands of Rohingya refugees to a Bay of Bengal island soon from cramped camps near the border with Myanmar. Top government administrator Kamal Hussein says they listed 100 families willing to move to the island. The government says it will relocate 100,000 refugees to the island in phases. Major League Baseball's World Series Championship Series begins Tuesday in Houston, Texas, when the hometown Astros face off against the Washington Nationals. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.